Not Deadpan 203 recording now. There's probably as much or more cursing this evening, just instead of cursing at a microphone on a podcast, I was actually cursing at a little girl's bike as I was assembling it. Not cursing at a little girl, that's really not even funny, but I was cursing at a little girl's bike as I was trying to put it together. It is all together, except the handbrakes, which didn't have the fucking tool I needed. But anyway, that's here nor there. This is Diary Podcasting, and that's not what we're about at Deadpan. So we had just shy of 700 for the week, which is pretty cool, because it felt like a quiet week, but anyway. Lost Ralph said, "Good, she can keep you two distracted while I go for Christina Hendricks." DJ Bunny said, "You know what's great? Even though we've been married almost 15 years, hubby and I are texting, I love yous and I miss you. Parentheses, he's working late tonight," close parentheses, "to each other. All together now, colon, wov, colon." DJ Bunny says, "Today's movie is The Haunted World of El Super Bisto. The DVR write-up, this animated adaptation of Rob Zombie's comic book centers on the misadventures of a masked wrestler and his pulchritudinous sister sidekick as they try to foil the schemes of the demonic Dr. Satan." Pulchritudinous? Vanamond says, on a completely different topic, "It's rumored to be sticking more to the original PKD story, so there is hope. Slash scowls at Blade Runner for the nth time." Amy Bowen says, "Bunny, R.E. singing Canadian national anthem along with the guy on TV, colon, no, I don't think it's strange. As you know, I think it's an enjoyable song to sing. Also, yes, please, do tell about the trials and tribulations of the basketball team." And she did. You'll hear that in an upcoming Deadpan full-length. Hugh and Dre says, "Yes, technology is amazing." Ed from Texas says, "All right, I'm going to get the fourth book from Audible. SB opinion counts for me more than the random Audible reviewers. It's been some interesting reading for me today. G.R.R. Martin, Grr Martin, selected Roy Dotrus as the narrator for the books. He didn't get to do book four because of a scheduling conflict. He was also supposed to be Grandmeister Picel in the HBO version, but had to bow out due to health issues. However, I think Julian Glover should do a good job of it as well. http://grrm.livejournal.com/168109.html. Nomad Scry says, "Before Deadpan, I almost never went to YouTube. Now I spent almost 2 hours catching up on the links that were posted here over the last week. That Herbie Hancock one is subtly disturbing." Before Deadpan. Brad P. from NJ says, "Nice ellipsis. Good to know where the boundaries are, colon, close parentheses. CJ always rocks." DJ Bunny says, "Oop, might have broken the camera." And finally, first of the week, Vanamon said, "What shall I do or write against the fall of night?" And yes, you hear my phone on the brink of death. So anyway, I did get lots and lots of voicemails, and to be completely honest, I have not yet listened to them all. I wouldn't say I've gotten a deluge or an overflow, but I've gotten a couple. So thank you all for calling in the voicemails. They will be heard. And if you want to know that voicemail line, it is 480-788-JMDP, 480-788-5637. Right? It is the week before Easter, so I hope those of you that pay attention to that stuff enjoy your 3 days off, or whatever. Might be days off for me, but that's how it goes. Lots of Deadpan and lots of actually personal Jack Mangan events happening over the course of the year, but right now, today, we're just at cruising altitude, so I'll turn off the fasten seatbelt sign and the no smoking sign. That's not a 420 joke at all, by the way. It seriously wasn't. I'm not even kidding. Since this is releasing, well, it's April 21st by the time you're hearing it. Anyway, I'm not going to babble, not going to unshow babble. Just going to say keep an eye on your feeds. I want to try something new, something that's been long overdue this week. And you should hear that, if all goes as planned, before the next full-length Deadpan. All right, and thank you all for listening and indulging me here on this unshow. And I am not going to say anything more. Enjoy your weeks. Let's try to We've held steady at around 700 the past 2 weeks, so let's try to maintain. Let's see if, even with the holiday and all, let's see if we can hover at around 700. All right, deadpan is the way. Thank you. Good night. Mush. Mush.